From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Department, a 20-year-old man from Kindy, identified as Hunter Thurbush, was reported missing early Thursday morning after leaving his home on Odell Street around 3 a.m. Barefoot except for cowboy boots, shorts, and a tank top despite below freezing temperatures. Authorities learned he recently moved to the area, was unfamiliar with local residents. Huron County deputies, Kindy fire officials, Harbor Beach Fire Department, who deployed a thermal drone, and Tuscola County canine unit aided in the search. After re-interviewing the complainant, deputies discovered marijuana had been used in the house and learned that Thurbush relative lived in Pinnebog. A search shifted focus soon after, and the relative contacted dispatch, confirming that Thurbush was at their home. Deputies found Thurbush intoxicated but cooperative. He stated he walked approximately 5 miles from Kindy to Pinnebog and was cited for minor consumption of alcohol before he left to sober up at a relative's residence. Well, that's a tongue twister. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel formally notified Five Below of alleged price violations on nearly 20 stores nationwide, citing scanners, overcharges, and unclear price displays. The notice follows findings from the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, with recorded 30 incidents of noncompliance with state pricing laws since June. So the inspectors documented repeated cases where their items were marked as $5, but were charged up to $7 at checkout, with at least 8 stores affected in October alone. Five Below has pledged to audit its pricing and retrain staff, but regulators say violations persist. The retailer must meet with the Attorney General's office on December 15th to arrange compliance agreement or face possible fines and legal action. Consumers are urged to check their register prices and may file complaints with the Michigan Attorney General Consumer Protection Team. We'll be right back after this word.
We are mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
Millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.
All right, we got some food recalls here to talk about. Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream is voluntarily recalling a batch of its passion fruit dreamsicle ice cream bars because it may contain undeclared wheat and soy. People who have allergies or severe sensitivities to soy and wheat can run the risk of a serious life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume these products. No illnesses or injuries have been reported to date. This product was distributed in grocery stores nationwide. The recall cartons can be identified by using the following batch code found on the top of the carton. And the batch code is 25-210. This is the only product that was affected in Jenny's ice cream lot. The recall was initiated after a crunch topping from a separate product was introduced to the particular batch of passion fruit dreamsicle ice cream bars during manufacturing. The crunch topping contains wheat and soy, which is not declared on the packaging. Consumers have purchased the product are urged to return it to the place of purchase for full refund. And I have one more recall here, as soon as I can find it. Nothing like being ready, huh? Okay, yeah, one more recall. Prime Food Processing LLC of Brooklyn, New York is voluntarily recalling 2,243 cases of two dessert buns varieties because the packaging does not declare milk and it has butter in it, unsalted butter, which includes the ingredient milk, which is not on the label. This was shipped nationwide to Asian grocery stores between April 2nd, 2025 and November 14th, 2025 in all states. The product being recalled is Prime Food brand Lava Bun with salted egg yolk with a UPC number of 97903705873. It's a 24-ounce container. This product package is orange pouch, approximately 10 inches, 20.25 wide. The lot code ranges from 25092 to 25318 with expiration date of 7/26/2/327. If you purchased any of those, bring it back to the store you purchased it from. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.